The List. The District Commissioner's office rose like a bastion in the centre of the dusty, sun-baked Basuto village. It stood for authority, and sometimes for punishment. But it could stand also for protection, and even hope. In the eyes of Daniel Mfutu, the slim young Basuto now trudging up the steep path towards it, it stood for hope, the greatest hope of all his life. In his yellow blanket and woven beehive hat, Mfutu was like 100 others, old and young, who gossiped in the shade of their mud huts or went soberly about their business. But soon, if all turned out well, if the hope of his life came true, he would discard the tribal blanket which he despised and take on the white man's clothes, trousers, a shirt, perhaps even a shiny grey jacket. Then he would indeed be a man. When Mfutu came near to the district commissioner's office, under the eyes of a khaki-clad sentry half asleep on the stoop, he slowed his steps, peering towards the thing he was looking for, the Green Bay's notice board, which ruled much of the life of the tribe. On it were many things he knew by heart, orders about cattle and goats, orders about caring for the water in the dam, orders to assemble here, not to assemble there. But it was a new notice he was looking for, and presently, with a leap of his heart, he saw that the new notice was there. His own name caught his eye first. Number 7, Mfutu Daniel. He had passed. Then he read it carefully. The following are declared successful candidates in the November examination for clerks, grade 7, filing and general duties. There was a list of 10 names only. He counted carefully. His own name was indeed 7th. After the leap of the heart, there came the stab of terror he had known so many times in the last few weeks. The examination had been hard enough, the examination which was going to transform his whole life, make him into a great man instead of a Basuto boy. But he had managed to conquer it with not too many foolish mistakes, not too much bad spelling. The waiting had been worse. Alone in his small hut, by night and by day, while the white man read his answers and passed judgment, he had known all the terrors of defeat. But now was the worst thing of all. On the list, his name was 7th. There had been strong rumours that